This is Dr. Olivero dictating for October 26, 2022. The name of the patient is Valentin Gonzalez. The last name is G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. The first name, V like in Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I-N. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old Puerto Rican male that is referred to this office by Dr. Heredia, H-E-R-E-D-I-A, for evaluation of CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. Whether or not this hypertension has been under control is unknown. The patient was evaluated at Advent Health Hospital in Sebring with a transthoracic echocardiogram on July 25th, 2022, which shows LVH, which is consistent with long-standing hypertension, estimated GFR of 60 to 65%, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, and evidence of mild to moderate regurgitation of the aortic valve. Period. The ultrasound of the kidneys that was done also on the 25th of July 2022 is consistent with moderate to severe changes in the cortex. Period. Hyperechogenicity was demonstrated, which is consistent with also an ongoing problem in the kidneys that is most likely associated to arterial hypertension. Period. A urinalysis was not available at the time of this consultation or in the hospital records. Period. We are going to complete the evaluation. Period. In summary, we think that the CKD3B that this patient has with a creatinine 1.6 and estimated GFR of 42 mLs per minute is associated to nephrosclerosis. Period. This nephrosclerosis is secondary to sustained hypertension. Number two, in July of 2022, the patient was admitted to the hospital with a hemoglobin of 4.5. He was transfused. Several units of blood, and the follow-up that was given by Dr. Heredia at her clinic was consistent with iron deficiency anemia. The most likely situation was that the patient has a significant gastrointestinal bleed, period. Parenteral iron was given IM times 4, and the hemoglobin has increased to 8.9. It is important to continue with the iron replacement. We explained to the patient the need to take the iron as prescribed, and we will monitor the condition. Number two, no, in the following number. During the admission, there was elevation of the troponin. A non-STEMI type 2 was diagnosed at the same time. Following number, the patient has BPH. The severity of it has to be established. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with statins. Period. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup, and we're going to reevaluate the case to establish whether or not the patient has proteinuria, and if he is going to recover more kidney function that was impaired during the significant GI bleed. Paragraph. I want to thank Dr. Heredia for the kind referral. We will keep her posted with the progress of this patient. Period. The patient was counseled about the diet, about the how to take the medications, the need to get a follow-up. Period. Paragraph. We invested 17 minutes investigating the referral and the hospital record, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.